2 Chronicles 22, 1 through 12. Devotional Focus Verse. But when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the seed royal of the house of Judah. 2 Chronicles 22:10. Athaliah's reprehensible actions, documented in today's focus verse, are the opposite of the natural instincts of a mother and grandmother to protect, nurture, and love her own. In stark contrast, Thomas Edison's mother was an example of one who was determined to protect, nurture, and love her child. She was her son's fierce champion and advocate. Thomas Edison, who lived from 1847 to 1931, is well known as an inventor. He is credited with developing the phonograph, light bulbs, generator systems, a motion picture camera, and many other innovations. Throughout his lifetime, he obtained 1,093 patents for his inventions. Yet when Edison was in school, he did not do well, partially because from a young age he had trouble hearing. In an interview on November 29, 1907, Edison said, "One day I overheard the teacher tell the inspector that I was addled and it would not be worthwhile keeping me in school any longer. I was so hurt by this last straw that I burst out crying and went home and told my mother about it. Then I found out what a good thing a good mother is. She came out as my strong defender. Mother love was aroused, mother pride wounded to the quick. She brought me back to the school and angrily told the teacher that he didn't know what he was talking about, that I had more brains than he himself and a lot more talk like that. In fact, she was the most enthusiastic champion a boy ever had, and I determined right then that I would be worthy of her and show her that her confidence was not misplaced." Eventually, Mrs. Edison began teaching Thomas at home. In later years, he credited his success to her efforts and belief in him. He said, "My mother was the making of me. She was so true, so sure of me, and I felt I had someone to live for, someone I must not disappoint." What a contrast Mrs. Edison's supportive and loving actions were to those of Athaliah in today's text. Athaliah was her son's counselor to do wickedly, verse 3. And when he was killed, she grasped control of the kingdom and destroyed all the seed royal, her own grandchildren. The difference between these two mothers reminds us that our actions and choices, whether or not we are parents, will directly influence for good or bad the generation that follows us. If you have been blessed with children, God has given you an incredible opportunity and a tremendous responsibility. Being a champion and support for our children will unquestionably benefit them. However, the best benefit we can possibly give the next generation is to encourage them to seek God and His will for their lives. Instilling a strong faith in younger people begins by having a strong faith ourselves. We must model obedience to God, uphold godly values, and be faithful in teaching our children the ways of the Lord with tenderness, affection, and patience. As we verbally and visibly demonstrate the teachings of God's Word in our families and homes, we can trust Him to help us have a lasting and positive impact on those who come after us. Background information. The youngest son of Jehoram, Ahaziah, became king of Judah at his father's death. This was because, as recorded in the previous chapter, all his older brothers had been slain by Philistine and Arabian invaders. Ahaziah reigned in Judah for only 1 year, and this chapter is a record of events of that year. Verses 1 through 9 describe the nature of his reign and his death, and verses 10 through 12 describe how his mother, Athaliah, took control of the kingdom and reigned in Judah for 6 years. Ahaziah was referred to as Jehoahaz in 2 Chronicles 21:17. His age is given as 42 in verse 2 of this chapter. However, most scholars believe this to be a scribal error given the close similarity between the character for 20 and the character for 40 in the original script and the parallel account in 2 Kings 8:26, which gives his age as 22. His mother was Athaliah, the daughter of Israel's wicked king Ahab and his wife Jezebel. While verse 2 refers to Athaliah as the daughter of Omri, she was actually his granddaughter. Verses 3 and 4 indicate that Ahaziah sought counsel from ungodly individuals. Verse 3 says his mother was his counselor to do wickedly, and to the house of Ahab, who had advised his father, had done so to his destruction. Verse 4. According to verse 5, Ahaziah's close association with the wicked house of Ahab brought about an unwise alliance with Israel against Hazael, king of Syria. The reference to Azariah in verse 6 should read Ahaziah. See 2 Kings 9:16. This verse reveals that Ahaziah's connection with his mother's family was so strong that he paid a visit at Jezreel to the king of Israel, Jehoram, who was sick, recuperating from the wounds he received in the battle against Syria. Joram, in verse 7, is an alternate spelling for Jehoram. Verses 7 through 9 indicate that Ahaziah's association with Israel and its wicked kings led to his death. God ordained that he would die in the same judgment that came upon the king of Israel, as prophesied through Jehu. The account in 2 Kings 9 records his ignominious end in greater detail. Ahaziah fled to the region of Samaria. When he was found there, he was brought to Jehu, who fatally wounded him near Ibleam. From there, he was taken by a chariot to Megiddo, where he died. Then his body was carried by his servants to Jerusalem for burial. See 2 Kings 9:27 and 28. Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, used the occasion of her son's death to assume power. She immediately destroyed all the royal family in an attempt to eliminate any who might resist her takeover. The only survivor was Ahaziah's youngest son, Joash, who was hidden by Ahaziah's sister Jehoshabeth in the temple. The young prince and rightful heir to Judah's throne remained there for 6 years. Conclusion: our actions have generational influence. Let's be sure, with God's help, that our influence is positive.